Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern, and this show is for, well, it's kind of for the pet parents. It's a really cool story about a pet parent that created a brand to honor his pets and with very cool merchandise. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Chris McFadden. He is the founder of Fox Vino, and he launched the brand. Well, there's a story to that that I'll let him share. In 2021, so it's a new growing brand of really cool merchandise. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on Best Bets. So what is Fox Vino?
Fox Vino is an athleisure apparel brand focused on mental wellness, normalness.
Okay. And what now, Fox Vino stands for something. You launched it after something devastating with your pets. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, sure can. So Fox Vino stands for two pups that I had that I lost in 2021 named Foxy and Vino. They were Vichlas, if you're familiar with the breed, little redhead, short hairs. They were my kids at the time, since I didn't have any, and they were my world. They both passed in the same year, 2020/2021, back to back. So both health issues, 10 years old and 13 years. So I wasn't really expecting them to pass that early or that close together.
I'm sorry. It's devastating when it happens. It's there's no words.
I appreciate it.
So what made you decide to, from the devastating loss of Foxy and Vino to, okay, I'm going to create an athleisure brand? Because most people just dwell in the loss and muck through it, or, you know, get another pooch, or I don't know, just find ways to make it through.
Yeah, really interesting idea, right? So is my background in apparel, or did I have this plan all along? It's not. So my background is not in apparel, and that wasn't my plan. But I think what I learned through my own life lessons was how things worked for me and how I can help spread the message that you're not really truly alone going through things in life. And what's a big stage for that, right? We all wear clothes, and do we feel comfortable in our own skin? And can I create a garment that mixes the two, right? Can I create something that you love to wear, but also is a conversation starter, but can also help deep down with the person wearing it?
Okay. And how do you think creating Fox Vino helped you with this dark time in your life, deal with, you know, the grieving and the healing? Or did it? Or did you get through the grieving and healing and then decide, I'm going to create athleisure wear?
You know, it was a dark time, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think a lot of us out there do go through that piece with pets. For me, I had to learn how to heal before I could move on. And I think the turning point for me was once I was able to reflect on the positives, the good memories. And through that, I was able to then say, well, how can I think about the pets that I had long term? How can I? And then that was a fear of mine, and I'm sure I'm not alone on that. Will I forget my pets? Will I forget the good times? How can I remember them every way in a positive message? And I think through their life lessons and teaching me how to love nature, how to love myself, how can I help others in that same way? So I created the brand in lieu of their memory.
Okay, thanks. Did creating the brand help with the mental anguish you were going through, or was it after you felt better that you decided, I'm going to do something that's going to be in their memory?
It was afterwards. It was a passion project. It was an idea. Can I make something that I'm energized for turn into reality? And that's where, it snowballed from. It turned from an idea into what it exists now. And then I have such ideas for the future of what the brand can be or advocate for or support, maybe through other business aspects.
Okay. So Foxfino is clothing, athleisure wear for people.
That's correct.
So make sure in case, because we have clothing for, pooches on Best Bets as well.
For now, it's a pretty small company. We launched last fall, so we only have a few garments. There's plans, big plans to continue that for pet parents. And I'm not saying that it will stick to pet parents. I do have ideas, and I'm in the works right now talking with other brands that create great products, such as coats or collars, that we could maybe integrate the two and have something for the pups as well.
Okay, so here's a question for you. What ties in clothing, mental awareness, and our relationships with our pooches? How do those three intersect for you?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because how do you mix all three of them together, right?
Well, for me, number one, clothing has to be comfortable. I've had to wear stuff that's not, but most of the time, I'd rather not, because I don't know, life is short, be comfortable, and your clothing is comfortable, right? And I think if you're comfortable, your mental health is better, because you're thinking about what you have to think about, not that something is bothering you.
No, you've hit it right on it, Michelle. When I worked with the design team, I said, as important as what I'm trying to get across, the main idea is, can we create something that people are comfortable wearing? So what took so long of a product to be launched was fabric sourcing. It was, does it fit correctly? Do we want to wear this every single time that it's clean? I think if you feel comfortable working out or going in nature or even laying on the couch or going to work, that's where I think not just my brand, but brands as a whole are kind of gravitating towards, to let us be comfortable. That size might not necessarily matter as much anymore. Is, do we feel comfortable in our own skin? So I put a lot of emphasis on that in the brand.
Yeah, you're right. And I think we're coming to that as a culture. Business casual used to mean, maybe not a suit, but for a little sexist here, sorry, but for men, it was, dress slacks. Well, for women, dress slacks too, or something, more basic, but not a suit. Now, business casual and even office wear is jeans, as long as they're not holy and, messy. But in some corporate cultures, even that works. And t-shirts. So it's kind of become an awareness, a thing, I think. What I like about the Foxfino brand is, like you said, athleisure. It reminds me, it's on the thought of yoga wear. So it has that holistic vibe to it, to me.
Right. Can it be versatile? Can you wear it to work or for a walk? I'm not the only one out there in athleisure. I'm not the only one in mental awareness, but can I combine the two where you could wear it to work? So I like the minimalist look of it. I like the idea that it can match with many different outfits or layer appropriately. The messaging from the mental wellness stampede is subtle, but it's there, but it's comfortable overall.
Okay. What do you want people to feel when they're wearing Foxfino clothing?
I mean, there's the physical piece, right? That we've touched on a little bit. We want to feel comfortable, but that's just step one. I think the second piece was, can I glance down and look at the message and have that resonate to move forward in the day? Or maybe you remember a great time. And that's internal, but it also can create a conversation. You can be somewhere and, hey, you see what maybe one of the messages says and start to talk about it. And you can say, wow, I'm so glad that someone else is, I had a pet pass too, or I'm going through this in life. So I think that's what I want the overall feel to kind of go towards the customer.
Okay, thanks. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Chris McFadden. He is the founder of Fox Vino, which is athleisure wear for people, for pet parents, for humans, all humans, soon possibly coming because it's a new brand for your four-legged friends as well. So we touched on this in the beginning, but I want to just hit on it a little more. We talked about, you know, emotional well-being and how important that is. Why do you think pets help us so much? And just to reiterate in the beginning, you know, of our talk, you mentioned that, you know, with the passing with Foxy and Vino, it was hard to get through. And I've been there. I lost mine in August 2020. That was a bad year for a lot of things and horrible for me. And it's hard to describe, you know, whether it's sudden, whether it's progressive, or whether it's a situation where you have to call the shots, you know, bring your dog in and put him down. It's all so hard. What do you hope that people can do better so that they're not as, I guess, less traumatic? They feel less traumatic. How do you hope the mental awareness helps people that are going through the same loss?
Yeah, it's layered. And there's no right answer I can provide. But what I can say is, what have we learned that pets play in a role for us, right? We've learned through science and other natures that there's chemical and psychological effects and benefits when we own pets, right? When we pet our companions, when we relay trust in them, when we come home from work. But I think whether that be at the time on a good day or a time at the very end, is if we notice and realize that pet's entire life was dedicated for one thing and one thing only, and that was you. When you can understand and be hit with that humbled kind of sentence that you were their world, it's a big gulp. It's something that's going to take a while to kind of understand. And you don't have to understand it right then. But I think that's one of life lessons that will make it a little bit easier, that they loved you in every way that they could.
Thank you. I know it's hard, definitely hard to talk about. And never goes away, but the hurt, but the memories help. So let's talk about Fox Vino. You know, lately it seems like there's kind of a change in the marketplace where people are moving a little bit away from big box, mass, and going towards smaller brands. Some of it is possibly political, which our show is not, so I don't want to get into that, but we probably know what I'm talking about. But part of it could be other trends. Do you see that trend? And why do you think that's happening if you do see it?
I think so. And I think we'll look back in time and realize it as well. I think it's a great positive of what's happening right now. People are becoming more self-expressive in believing what, hopefully, in good things. But they're being more self-expressive and they're wearing and wanting to wear something that reflects who they are. And that's a lot less of being part of the norm or being part of the herd. But it's who they are as an individual, and can they share who that is through their clothing? And not just clothing, but a company, right? Can they relate to a mission that a company has? Or as consumers, who do we gravitate towards? What's the story behind whatever product we're selecting? You're seeing a lot less of the big box and more of the niche garments or beverages or whatnot, that I think we're figuring out who we are as a culture, figuring out who we are as individuals, and how do we demonstrate that through our purchases.
Okay, thanks. So Fox Vino is rooted, of course, in love and unfortunately loss. How do you honor Foxy and Vino today through your brand?
I believe I honor them in two ways. One, I'm very fortunate that every single time I get to work with the brand or hear the name of the brand, I get the recognition of hearing about them. And I told you that was one of the fears I had, was not maybe remembering them. The other side is I'm able to honor them outside of the brand. So proceeds of the brand currently, and I'd like to expand on it, but currently go to two organizations that hit home with me. One of them is a rescue organization that's local here, but it's to the breed of the Vizslas, but it's called VizWiz Rescue with a V. And the other is the National Breast Cancer Society organization. So both of those, the Foxing Dino, kind of, I'm able to honor them through those.
Okay. And you can expand why you chose those organizations if you like. We have time.
So VizWiz Rescue, I didn't have the knowledge, I think, at the time when I got the Vizslas. I was young and I liked the breed and I just went out and found some Vizslas. And I think after learning a little bit more about rescues and how many there are, and the organization kind of taught me a bit on that side, I was also able to start again with another dog. And in that rescue organization is all the pointers, right? So we have our Vizslas and German Shorthair pointers and English pointers and Weimaraners. I rescued a German Shorthair pointer and she's lovely. She's five now. We rescued her from Houston and she's wonderful. So I'd like to give back to that organization if I can. And the other is the National Breast Cancer Society. My wife was diagnosed not too long ago, and she's doing great.
Oh, but, good.
so we don't want to go on downward spiral of that, but she's doing great. And if we can kind of help advance the technologies and things of that nature, if we can, we'd like to.
Okay, wonderful choices. So you have a new pup now. How long have you had your new pup? What's your pup's name?
Her name is Summer. She is a German Shorthair pointer. She is from Houston. She is five. She just turned five. And we got her out of a bad situation when she was roughly 1.5. She was surrendered back to her breeder. And she needed a lot of work in terms of gaining her confidence. So another advocacy towards the VizWiz Rescue is they create events where all the dogs get together and they hang out as a pack and they go for hikes. She was scared of the world and we brought her on these hikes and now she's able to free roam and go off leash with, I think one event we had over 100 dogs together and we went on one big hike. Yeah. Imagine seeing 100 pointers.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. So she is a light switch, but in a good way. She can run for 50 miles or she can sit on the couch, but she is a fantastic dog.
Haven't heard that expression before, light switch.
We brought her to the beach not too long ago and she ran 50 miles in 3 days.
Whoa.
And we didn't move. We sat on a blanket. So she ran back and forth. But there's other days where she'll cuddle and go under the blanket. So she's a light switch.
So she would be the best dog if you have to get steps in to attach your watch or your phone, right?
Absolutely. She's a versatile dog, but she's not for the
faint. Not that versatile. Right.
Not for the faint of
exercise
heart.
For you, you know?
She's going to demand, or that breed's going to demand some exercise.
You know what? Not to go too off subject, but I'm glad the breed you chose, you recognize that this breed needs, you know, exercise and hiking and all of that. It always is mind-boggling to me when people, you know, decide, I want this kind of a breed. And for some reason, who knows, they say every time that, well, Goldens are pretty popular anyway, but anytime there's a movie with a dog, oh, everybody wants that dog without realizing that dog, there's requirements for their health, there's requirements for, you know, just their physical well-being. Don't get an energetic dog if you want, you know, like to sit on the couch, right? Jack Russells might not be for you. Pointers might not be for you.
Right. And I think we see that through most of the dogs needed rescued in that organization is most of them said, hey, that looks like a cool dog, but they didn't realize the energy. We pursued, my wife and I, that dog or the Vizslas on purpose to force us to go exercise. So
there you go.
That I think was missing too. When the Vizslas passed, we sat on our couch too much. And I think if you don't go outside and you don't move, that deals a lot with that mental wellness too. So I think energetic dogs can be good in a lot of ways. We were going to get Vizslas again and we thought that we'd always have Vizslas, but I'm sure I'm not the only one that says it's tough seeing the same breed once that breed passes. So the closest to a Vizsla that we thought would have been a spotted version of a Vizsla. And that's the shorter pointer.
You know what? I'm probably a little strange on this because mine was, when she passed, she was a Border Collie mix. And within a week, right before, I'm in the South, so right before a big hurricane, I found Mr. Zeus, who unfortunately passed in 2020, but he was a Border Collie mix too. And I already knew that I would be, because I live in a place that's warm, so there's not a lot of hiking. But if you go at certain times of the day, dog park, you just have to be set in your mind that you have to do something, you know, for the well-being of your dog, which is also the well-being of yourself.
No, it's totally true. They get you out. They give you a reason to do things. I've seen a lot of the city that I live in right now by having the dog and having areas that are dog friendly that I don't think I would have explored before. They take you on adventures. You bring them on vacations.
Yes.
They're your world.
Yes, because my Havanese, we brought on vacation, and he unfortunately passed too in 2022. But I always thought those little baby doll carriages, you know, baby carriages were kind of silly. They actually serve a purpose. They let your dog get out and see, but these little dogs have little legs. They can't walk as much. So it's not my baby substitute carriage, you know, but there's a reason for that. I used to always go, oh, people with carriages, because personally, I like bigger dogs. The Havanese is more my partner's. He likes small, little, fluffy. I like dogs that are black dogs, which I know that's unusual too, that are 40 pounds or more, and Border Collies. You know, that's my requirement. Right now I have cats, so, you know, we're going down that route. They're interesting, definitely.
It's all interesting. I never thought I'd like cats. And then one time when I was in college, my wife's her roommate had a cat, and I said, well, I kind of like cats. So you never know what life will bring on you.
You never know. And I think the universe was thinking, okay, we're going to find a cat for her, but we have to start with the right one, because my first cat was Dennis. He's part Maine Coon. Okay. I don't know if he was ever tested, but he looks like one. He's not that big, so he's only part, but he's very dog-like. You know, he comes when he's called. He's very friendly. You could rough him up. And I thought that's how cats were, until someone said, no, your cat is unusual. Because then I got some more and I realized, yes. So I think the universe said, well, start her off with this one, and then she'll get used to the others and realize, watch your hands, because they scratch. And you know what? That's their defense, and I don't begrudge them the scratching. You just have to pay attention. Let's talk more about Fox Vino. What can you tell us about maybe some teasers on what might be up and coming?
Sure. So my experience with having pups for so long let me learn a lot about quality products for Petwise. And I think something that would be interesting would be to add a piece or two, or slowly introduce maybe collars or coats, and partner with those brands that have already established that they've done it correctly. I don't have any plans to go out there and say, I'm going to make the best coat that exists. But I know who, in my opinion, does. So can I collaborate with that manufacturer or company? And the same with the collar. So I'd like to create some maybe special editions and partner with those companies and put some messages or some logos on there, and then add that to the portfolio.
That sounds great. So let's tell our listeners, where can they find your products and find out more about Fox Vino?
Sure. So the website is foxvino.com. There's an about section to learn more about myself or the brand. And then we're on all the major social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. And then we're very fortunate to do learnings and listens like this that we're doing right now. But the website itself would probably be the best to see and learn about the brand.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
I hope you all enjoyed the show. The samples from Fox Vino were amazing, and the sizes run pretty true to size. Very comfortable. So thank you, Chris from Fox Vino, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thank you to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, for teaching me about cats and patience and pets. And makes my life better and helps my mental health, absolutely. I want to thank also everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of my producer. Thank you, Mark Winter, for all you do. Now, remember, keep listening. You never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.